This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This isn't my bedroom, and who are you people? What are you doing?
Nice of you to join us live in studio this morning.
Well, I got kind of spoiled. I kind of like doing the show from home now. Can I just do that from now?
No. It's much nicer to be able to see you.
No.
It was tripping me out too much.
Back live, and it's Friday. Do you feel like, is it just me? I'm like,
this
I've never
been,
been
the longest week ever.
So happy to see Friday.
Ah.
Yeah.
I had to do a lot of adulting yesterday, and it's really, I'm over it.
What did you have to do?
That's overrated.
I won't mention which state, but one of the fine states that we straddle here sent my tax refund to the wrong address. And
Now
I'm having to get things notarized and fill out affidavits and go through this whole process to get my tax refund.
That's why you haven't seen it yet,
yeah.
Huh?
No,
oh, okay.
I finally looked it up and I'm like, well, it says here it was processed February 21st.
Oh,
that's
no.
A problem.
Whoops.
So I had to deal with that and just all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, no, being adult is stupid. Over this. I'm going to need a margarita and like a really ridiculous movie and a weekend. So I'm glad it's here.
The weekend as in the person or?
Sure, yes.
Okay.
I think she'd even take that at this point.
I would.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
You take the weekend.
I feel like.
Right?
Also, take my tax refund, please.
Missouri.
6:10 in the morning. It's Friday. Got a big, busy show for you to end the week. But first, 10 items or less.
Oh, was everybody listening to this yesterday? Former FBI Director James Comey says he has no doubt that he was fired because of the Russia investigation. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Comey called that a very big deal. President Trump fired Comey last month, a move that prompted the appointment of a special counsel to oversee the investigation of Russian meddling in the presidential election. I was driving, and my daughter and I were going somewhere, and I'm listening to it, and she's begging me to turn the station. She's like, Mom, they're just talking. Can you please put on music? And I'm like, no, honey, you don't understand. This will be very important at some point.
Yeah, I was glued to it. Did you guys watch it? I watched all the way through.
I had to
listen.
I'm
a news junkie, and I'm a government junkie, but I do love
that. I was working.
Oh.
Weird.
Strange.
Royals lost 6-1 to Houston at the K. They kick off a 9-game West Coast road trip tonight in San Diego. They're going to play the Padres in the first of three at Petco Park. There are reports that Russian hackers used Britney Spears' Instagram account as a secret bulletin board. A Slovakian antivirus company says the Russians used the pop star's Instagram account to place coded messages that would give directions on where to send stolen information. There's a new vending machine in a Moscow mall that sells likes for your Instagram pics. For 50 rubles, or around 90 cents, you can get 100 likes on a picture. If you want the deluxe package, you can buy 150,000 followers for $850, who will like all of your pics. What I'm asking is, can we get some money and buy us some Instagram followers?
I know someone who actually did that.
Do you really?
Yeah. And the best part is that they were added and they followed her. And then, like, a week later, they were deleted mysteriously.
This says, put the drop here. It's not a Russian accent, but it sounds
good. Even close.
Yeah, right?
And
das Vidanya.
Florida man is facing charges for calling 911 to get a ride to Hooters. County deputies say Jonathan Hinkle called 911 in March for a ride to Hooters in Merritt Island because his grandma had a stroke in the parking lot. Well, turns out deputies couldn't find his grandma. He later told them she didn't have a stroke. Hinkle was arrested this week for misusing 911. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I remember a few days ago, we were talking about the super awkward video of Jerry Seinfeld. He's giving a red carpet interview, and pop star Kesha comes up, tries to give him a hug. She interrupts the interview, and he's like, no.
Yeah, it was cringeworthy. Check this out.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
And he finally,
what was that?
He's backing up the whole time. Finally, she just awkwardly walks away.
Yeah.
Whole thing's super weird. So he
that
then
was weird.
Last night explained to Extra TV why he rejected her request for a hug.
The hug.
The non-hug.
Yeah. I'm 63. I don't know every pop star. I don't know everyone.
She must have really liked you. She's
I'm sure
fan.
I would have liked her, but I need to know, who are you?
She's been watching you for years.
I'm so flattered by that.
She grew up.
But the TV only works one way. I can't see out.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if that's an explanation. I mean, surely somewhere he would have had to come across Kesha.
I would not know Kesha. If she walked up to
Are
me...
Are you serious?
If I was walking to Donut Lounge right now to get a donut and Kesha walked by...
There's a trail of glitter that follows her everywhere she goes, so...
I wouldn't
know
her.
It'd been me right behind it.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran's huge hit, Shape of You, is shaping up to be one of the most popular songs on Spotify. As of yesterday, the singer-songwriter's track officially hit the 1 billion plays mark on the streaming service.
Billion and one.
Joining just a handful of songs that have reached that peak, Spotify confirms that the only other songs to top 1 billion plays are Drake's One Dance and Shaylee's Chainsmokers.
Yeah!
Not Captain and Tennille. I mean, what the heck?
Shockingly enough, no.
You sit down.
Drake.
I am. Paula Abdul, going to be in Kansas City at Sprint Center Monday as part of the Total Package Tour. We'll be giving away tickets for that show here in a little bit. But she just talked to Entertainment Tonight and told them that during her concerts, fans actually try to have conversations with her while she's
singing.
There's
a part where I can go out to the mosh pit area and really connecting with fans. They're having full-on conversations while I'm singing Forever Your Girl. And I'm like, I can't have these conversations. They're asking me questions. We're Googling you. Can't believe your age. I'm sorry. I'm going... Forever Your Girl, I gotta go.
If you want to see her and New Kids and Boys to Men on Monday, be listening in the 8 o'clock hour for your chance to win tickets.
By the way, can we talk about this whole Taylor Swift, Katy Perry feud real quick? Speaking of Spotify,
okay.
I saw this morning that Taylor's about to put her music back on Spotify.
Yep.
On the day that Katy Perry's coming out,
dun, dun,
there's
dun.
A feud.
Shots fired.
What the heck?
And Big Slick has announced more celebrities that are going to be in Kansas City for that big weekend. Host of Fox NFL Sunday, Kurt Menefee. Actor Joe Latrullio. He's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And then actor Will Forte. So our producer, Joey, is losing his mind.
Right.
He loves Will Forte. He was waiting to see if they would announce it, and they did yesterday.
Somewhere up in Chicago, he's losing his mind, because Joey's not here today. He's at the wedding with the magician.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear about that on Monday.
He's at a wedding where they're going to have a magician and puppies for adoption.
I love
Brilliant.
That.
We'll find out all about that trip on Monday. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Show, Jen, Truda, Shaylee today. Joey out of town at the wedding with the magician.
Yeah,
and puppies.
In Chicago. But he told me he was awake and he was going to call into the show and tell us, because yesterday off the air, we got started in a conversation about weird dreams that we have.
Okay.
I have recurring tornado and tsunami dreams. And then Joey jumps in and is like, oh, I always get killed by celebrities. I have many celebrity death dreams.
Killed by celebrities?
And I said, wait, don't tell me who. We'll talk about it on the air. And then Shaylee said, what was your dream?
I used to have a recurring dream on my 12th birthday. I was going to get hit by a semi-truck.
Mm-hmm. What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever looked
but
that
But you
up?
Made it past your 12th birthday.
I did. Huh. And I didn't get hit by a semi-truck ever.
Well, that's good, yeah.
The therapist in me wants to know, what did happen on your 12th birthday?
I stayed inside is what happened.
Was there anything weird or traumatic about it?
No.
You didn't get a birthday party? They 16 candles you and forgot about your birthday?
No, I had an NSYNC birthday party and it was great. It was wonderful.
Of course you did. I think Joey's here on the phone, so maybe he can tell us
a little
bit about his dreams. Joey, what's going on from Chicago?
Doing excellent. How are you all doing today?
Why are you still getting up at 7 o'clock when you're on vacation?
Because I'm used to it. I woke up at 4:30 because I was expecting. I'm like, oh, I got to be at work.
Oh, boy.
My bad. Sorry.
Way to go, Jen.
I didn't even do that.
It's all good.
So you have these dreams about celebrities killing you?
I have been murdered by Nicolas Cage in an abandoned Kmart.
What? That's very specific.
Like he chased me around. There's also a lot of Montreal Expo stuff around me.
Have you done a dream analysis on this? Do you know what this means?
No, I have never done a dream analysis. I just kind of assumed that I think I made fun of like some of his movies, like his really overly Nicolas Cagey movies, like the night before. So I think that's why he tried to murder me.
Well, I was going to say Nick Cage has killed many a box office.
Oh.
So there is that.
And did you say how he did it? Was he coming at you with a knife? What was happening?
I honestly couldn't see. I don't know if it was like a knife or like a chainsaw or something. He was coming at me the entire time. And I still have a card for reasons.
Mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage, Montreal Expos. Ever been killed by anybody else in a dream?
The professional wrestler, The Undertaker.
Oh. Was this in the ring?
Oh, no, this is at my parents' house. And he has magical powers.
Of course he does.
And NASA. Somehow I died in a rocket ship explosion and I saw the whole cliche spinny news thing.
Wow.
Man. So a quick scan of the dream encyclopedia that I have, because I love this stuff. I love looking this stuff up. It says death is a new beginning. Dreaming of your own death symbolizes change, transformation, positive development, self-discovery that is happening within your life. So maybe something good came out of it.
Right, hopefully.
And the dream announcement, the one that I have pulled up says, celebrities in dreams are usually symbols for some aspect of your personality or something about you based on your opinions, feelings, thoughts, or memories. So that would make sense that you were making fun of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And then he came and killed you.
You're a little Nick Cagey.
That's probably the only thing that makes sense. The other two still don't understand.
All right, when's wedding day? Is it tomorrow? Is it the Magician and Puppy Day?
Tomorrow is the wedding day. Today we are heading up to Wrigley.
Oh, wow. You guys are going to a game?
Yep, and then we got family stuff after, but that's not as important.
Oh, that's
heading
awesome.
Up to Wrigley.
Yeah.
The wedding's just a sidetrack to get to the
exactly.
Wrigley game.
Exactly.
Joey, will you bring a puppy home?
I will try.
Forget the puppy. Will you bring some deep dish pizza home?
Puppy and pizza.
Fly the W today at Wrigley. That sounds awesome, man.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right, there's Joey, the producer, up in Chicago for the wedding. Can't wait to hear how this goes, by the way, if you guys heckle the magician successfully.
Watch out for Nicholas.
I talked to my cousin last night, and he said there's a good chance his three-year-old will.
Excellent. Well, if anybody out there has strange dreams, 5767102, we've got some texts, don't we, about strange dreams people had?
We got one that said that they had a dream about getting shot in a convenience store. That seems creepy.
Oh, yikes.
I looked up my tornado dreams. It says tornadoes have a violent and destructive energy, and so dreams about tornadoes may also suggest that perhaps there's a potentially destructive situation in your waking life. Oh, well, fantastic.
Mm.
That's great.
Yeah, it just really happens every day from 6 to 10.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Joel McHale coming to Kansas City. He will be at the Midland June 30th.
Oh, and look who's here. I think it is on the phone. Joel McHale, good morning, sir.
What's happening?
So I was looking around the internets, as I'm bound to do, and I was trying to find a good introduction for you. And I found, I just ripped this off of a website. This is how this one website introduced you. And I felt it was very appropriate, so I'm just going to read it.
Halen... Hopefully it was on Amazon and it was describing a kind of pasta. Because that has nothing to do with me.
It says, hailing from Seattle and blessed with Irish and Nordic ancestral roots, Joel McHale is one of the whitest and fairest stars around. With that, ladies and gentlemen, Joel McHale.
I wrote that.
That's good.
That was, I actually did, and that was years ago. Because they wanted me to put something on my website or something, and they said, you know, write a flattering introduction. And clearly, I anticipated the existence of the White Walkers. Because I, in fact, am one.
And once it's on the internet, it doesn't go away. It's there for good now.
No, everyone knows that if it goes on the internet, it disappears hours later.
Exactly right.
That's I have been trying to get my naked photos out there for years. There are no takers.
Now, wait a second, because I actually, I was prepared for this question in particular to come up later on in our conversation. However, I guess we'll just jump right to it.
Oh, naked pictures? Well, let's do it.
No, the butt double, that you got to pick your own butt double for a film?
Oh, my gosh. That literally, let's see, that was 2008, I think. That's 9 years ago. For
Was it the Anna Faris film?
Yes, it was called What's Your Number?
Yeah, sure. No, I remember that one, yeah.
And there was an opportunity for a butt double, and I said, at first it was, hey, do you mind if we show your butt? And I was like, you got to pay for that butt. Or my agents were like, you got to pay for that butt. And I'm like, right. I want to see how this plays out. And I was like, am I going to get paid more money for my butt? And they said no. And so then at one point I wasn't even in the scene. I wasn't around, so then they needed someone as a double. And then there it was, my butt. And or not my butt, but I did pick out the butt.
Was there an awkward casting call for that?
Right.
that somewhere there was.
But you only got to see pictures, right? That's how you picked the butt?
Yeah, I chose... Strangely, I chose Bo Jackson. He's a little bit older, but way more muscular.
Well, and speaking of your butt, I saw a good shot of your butt. You were just on one of my favorite shows, Adam Carolla's Build Stuff Live.
Yes.
And you did that drilling and hanging competition, and we got to look at your butt while you were hanging on that wall.
Yeah, I did a lot of deadlifts and squats in anticipation of that. I was pretty sore. That was, Adam is, I've known now Adam for a long time, and he's a very nice man, and I really enjoyed that show because I love obstacle courses.
Sure. You almost beat him. That was a close competition.
Well, I screwed up. I dropped some stuff. It was just, yeah. I beat him in the other. I won the for putting up the framed photo thing. So far, I've blown that competition away, but I think I beat Trace Atkins on that one. But,
yes. If you haven't
seen
that show.
Yeah, I just want one of Corolla, or one or two of Corolla's spare Lamborghinis.
Right, yeah. No, they literally just build stuff live on the set during the show, and it's fantastic. Are you a handy guy? Do you do that at your house?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I am, the only reason I'm on this planet is because I have been able to convince people to come and do odd jobs around my house, because I would have killed myself long ago.
Yeah.
From during an accidental picture hanging or mirror adjustment or something. My dad is insanely handy, and he built a wing. He built another part of our house, so he knew what he was doing, and I did not. I was a liability. I was like having oily rags in your garage at all times.
Isn't that a bummer? I'm the son of a carpenter who's been a carpenter all of his life, and I can't hammer a nail to save mine.
Yes. My dad literally, I remember as a kid, he goes, well, either do it yourself or you make enough money to hire somebody else to do it. And I was like, option B. And he was very disappointed.
I know, I'll just write a book about it and use the money to pay somebody.
That literally is what I do.
So you do have a memoir slash...
Yeah, my brother, though, both my brothers, one's an Episcopal priest, he's insanely handy, and then the other one's an electrician. So he's... actually, like, employed professional handy. So I'm a great disappointment, other than when they haven't paid for dinner in the last 12 years.
But you have your book out, Thanks for the Money.
Yes. That book came out in November, and it's as big as The Girl on the Train and The Girl with the Train. Any
it's
word,
huge.
Any title with the word girl in it, my book is... really just heating it up. And yes, it's a memoir slash kind of self-help book, because I didn't think I had an interesting enough life to get through an entire book. So you'll see. It's possibly, it's a lot like that book, The Secret, but with photos of me as a baby.
Perfect.
Okay, so, but in the book, right, here a couple things that you can find out in the book. First off, just exactly how much you can get away with. What, legal-wise, like breaking the law-wise, if you're a celebrity? It depends on your tier of celebrity, right? A-list, D-list,
yes.
Whatever?
Yeah, oh, definitely. If you're an A-list celebrity, you can hit and run someone, and you're going to pretty much get off. And there's been a couple people that have tested this out and gotten off. As far as mine is concerned, I was a basic cable celebrity, and then moved up to network television, going to be canceled every year celebrity, which if I'm getting a parking ticket, the person would look at me and go, oh, hey, and then still hand me the ticket. But it was that personal connection that I looked forward to.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But you actually, and if you're super A-list, definitely murder.
Right.
You can get away. You can get like a one decent murder.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be in Kansas City in a few weeks, Friday, June 30th, doing a show at the beautiful Midland Theater. We're very excited to see you here.
Yes, I haven't been there in like 10 years, so the act is, it better be new. it'd be so weird if I was making references to, yeah. So, it's completely new, and I would say hold on, I'd say wear a girdle of some sort. bring your own seatbelt, because oh my gosh, this is going to be the greatest show you've ever seen.
No, I do want you to come out and say, so I'm working on a new movie with Anna Faris. It's called What's Your Number, and got to pick a butt double.
You guys want to hear my great butt double story?
You just trot that out again. It'd be fantastic. It'd be great.
Oh, that, oh, believe me, that butt double thing is the corner piece of the whole act. People are they're anticipating it. They know it's they're like, he better talk about that butt double. It's like, you know, when you see U2, they better they better sing you know, the hits.
Exactly. Right.
But yeah, my show is actually a lot like the U2 show and costs about as much.
Well, that's perfect. We just announced that U2 is coming. They're playing Arrowhead Stadium September 12th.
See, so that show, if you come to my show, you will be disappointed in U2. only because it just will not seem like that big of a deal.
Right, after that.
You ever met Bono?
Everyone knows the venue I'm playing in is bigger.
Has Bono ever roped you into one of his charity deals or anything?
No. He realizes that if he ropes me in, that would be charity to me. believe me, I've sat by the phone waiting for that call, but it still hasn't come through. He's not looking for out-of-work space at Cable Star.
So self-depressed.
It turns out.
Look, to bury the lead, I got to say, for one, that I The Great Indoors, I was a fan. Yes. And it
Oh, thank you. Well, we're pleased. You're one of the few and the proud.
No,
you're like a Navy SEAL.
I liked it because, and we play this up on our show. We have a millennial here who's Shaylee. She's here on the show. Mm-hmm. She's the quiet one. She hasn't said a word. But you highlighting that disparity between the generations. I really enjoyed that because we're the old people on this show.
Yeah.
And then she's the young one who has no idea what the heck we're talking about.
Nope.
Well, yes, and everyone thought the whole show was about me criticizing millennials, and it turned out that was true. No, the great Stephen Fry, who is older than I am, so it was like three generations working together, and then everyone kept going like, "Don't millennials, do they just know all this stuff that you don't know?" And I'm like, "No, Stephen Fry knows everything, and he knows it better than the millennials." So so he wins, but. Yeah, but it's not on anymore. CBS was like, "Nope, thanks, guys," and that was that. So, much like Game of Thrones, there's very few episodes.
Well, as an Anglophile, I'm a Stephen Fry fan as well. So
he's a great man. He truly is like frightfully smart. It scares me, and it makes me feel like I've got to burn a witch or something. That his power and his knowledge is too much, and it might be evil.
Hey, he's no Chevy Chase.
He is not. He is not. He's British. They're about the same height, though.
Well, when you get into Kansas City, I don't know if you get into town early enough, you're welcome to come by and stop by the morning show and hang out that day that you're here.
I like to hang out at the morning show in the evening after
the
show.
Yeah, right, right.
Last time I was there, a friend took me. He's like, "It's the best barbecue place in Kansas City." And then he took me to a
gas station. Yeah, that's Joe's.
That's true.
Is that still happening?
Yep. Of course, yes.
Well, I can't wait. I would like to have him like, "You want to go to the best sushi place?" Yeah, all right, it's this hardware store. Great, let's go. I can't wait.
We'll take you to get whatever you want.
The Midwest, we're very practical. We like to combine things, and that way you can shop and eat and do stuff at the same time.
That's actually it's very practical.
Yes.
Yep.
Because when I go to a pet store, I definitely want some ice cream. that's how I would like it to work. But I haven't been there in years, and I truly am looking forward to it. And I don't know why I haven't been back there. Probably because of the arrests, but all that stuff has been pretty much worked out.
He's one of the whitest and fairest stars around, Joel McHale, here June 30th at the Arvis Bank Theater at the Midland. Joel, we appreciate the time, man.
Thank you for having me. I am. Hopefully this will sell as many tickets as you too will for that September 12th show at Arrowhead Stadium, right here.
You got it. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man, for the talk.
Thanks
appreciate
so much,
it.
You guys.
Thanks.
Yep, we'll see you.
See you later. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
90s over the weekend.
Pretty hot weekend. Good time to be inside the air-conditioned movie theaters.
No question, right?
B&B theaters. There is a new big movie opening this weekend. Tom Cruise, Russell Crowe, The Mummy, an ancient princess is awakened from her crypt beneath the desert. What happens?
Welcome to Prodigium, Mr. Morton. From the Latin, monstrum vel prodigium. a warning of monsters.
Forgive the state of things, we had very little time to prepare for our guest, and only the information Jennifer provided to go on.
In truth, she works for us.
It's not an exact science, this business.
And the business being
evil, Mr. Morton.
Oh, Russell Crowe there.
According to Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 98% want-to-see rating from the public.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Everybody wants to see Tom Cruise. And
it's funny, he did talk to the press about the draw of films like this.
I want to see a monster movie now. I only go for things like what I love movies. I go, you know, I go to the theater to watch films. I watch, you know, a movie a day. And I am hungry as an audience, to see a film like this. I want to be scared. I want to be entertained. I want it in a way that it's thrilling. Put me on the edge of my seat.
Well, big star power there, Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe.
For some reason, last night we watched a couple of minutes of Risky Business. It was on TV and we flipped through it, and Tom Cruise.
Look at this millennial, has no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-mm. It's a Tom Cruise movie from when he was a baby. I mean, he is a fetus in that movie. He looks so young. And Booger from Revenge of the Nerds is in it. I completely forgot he was even in it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Our buddy James Johann's in studio.
Hey, I've never stopped believing.
Don't stop believing.
I've
man.
Never stopped.
Stop it.
I'm still believing I can be a comedian. Still trying.
Don't stop coming to Stanford.
Don't cop stopping to Stanford.
There you go.
It's going to be a rough weekend with this weather, I'll tell you, though. Get some butts in the chairs.
It's going to be 93 outside.
It's going to be hot,
outside
so
like
a good
that.
Place to come sit and have a cool drink and hear some jokes.
That's right. You got it. You've been watching the Shazam game?
I've seen it, yeah.
You've seen it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
I don't know if I could do it, but
it's essentially Name That Tune. The way we do it, Brian plays clips of different songs, and we have to shout out the title. Make sure it's the title, not the band.
Okay.
It's got to be full title.
That's right. So we figure we're going to put you through this today. By the way, James is going to be here tonight and tomorrow at Stanford's. We have somebody who's on the line ready to help us out here. Matthew, good morning, Matthew.
Good morning.
All right. So what, you want him to pick who he wants to play with?
Who do you think will win?
Who do you think's going to win?
You've got Jen, Shaylee, or James, the comedian. We'll be playing Name That Tune. Basically. Matthew.
I'll say Jen.
All right. Thank you for picking me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I did win last time.
No, that's true,
I feel
I
like
guess.
He cheated.
I did
yeah.
not cheat.
That's
I know,
what we felt like.
I know music.
Because
right.
it was all from the 80s. I don't know this.
Oh, it's all from the
80s. Oh, if it's from the 80s, you should have picked me, buddy.
On the line for Matthew, we've got Total Package Tour tickets, New Kids, Paul Abdul, Boys to Men, Monday at Sprint Center.
Ah, gotcha.
Never heard of any of those people. Okay.
So just shout it out if you know who this is. Shout out the title of the song, okay? Here's song number one.
People dancing, people laughing.
That's Chicago.
Yes.
That is
it's not
25 or
no, it's not.
Saturday in the Park.
Yes, it is. Johann with the easy score.
Oh, it took me a little longer.
I know. All I could hear in my head was 25 or 6 to 4, and I'm like, no, that's not it.
All right, you ready for song two?
Mm-hmm.
A different sound here.
One, two. Bring it to the phone. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance,
so back on the
Snoop D-O double G.
Give me the microphone.
I don't know what the title
so
is.
I can bust like a
it's Snoop.
Nothing but a G thing.
Yeah, it is.
Man. Why did I not know
G-bang,
that?
Baby. G, so we're crazy.
Oh my gosh. Do you have real Shazam up over there? Will you check her shit?
I don't want to turn that one off.
Look at my stuff. I got nothing. I got our Facebook page up. I just turned all of her stuff, so now she's thrown off.
All right.
Boy, this is all over the map. Chicago to Snoop. This is crazy.
Oh, you got it, man. This is like the real Shazam.
I feel like One Direction's coming up.
Here's song three.
I put you high up.
Wrecking Ball.
Yeah.
I got one.
My daughter's going to kill me. I didn't get that one.
Dad!
All right, everybody's got one, right? Everybody's
yes,
on the board.
It's okay. A tie.
Okay, here is song four.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's giveaway. That was
good. Then Johann.
Shaylee,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, he yelled it. We yelled it at the same time. I'll give it to him because he's a guest.
0.2 seconds slower.
I'll give it to him.
Thank you.
All right, two for Johann, one for Jin, one for Shaylee. Going into song number five.
We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire.
I've never
now
heard
baby,
this in my
life. Booty naked, take off all your clothes and light.
I heard this at Chuck E. Cheese one day. Hold on. I don't know.
Nothing?
Stump me on that.
Nobody.
One.
I've never
take a
heard.
Guess. A guess. Just a guess.
Wiggle, anybody? Wiggle, wiggle.
It's
yeah.
kind of, it's a liquor.
Oh, Hennessy.
Wow.
Fireball.
Pitbull.
Yes, Pitbull. Okay.
Yep.
I knew that.
Okay, you guys ready for the
That's
last?
That's god-awful, by the way.
That's a great song. It's fun.
Don't say that in Miami.
All right, let's wrap it up with this one. This is the kicker right here.
Fiery Girl.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's a tie.
Wow, that might be somebody's ringtone as fast as you got that.
Don't judge me.
All right.
You want the tiebreaker song real quick?
Sure, tiebreaker.
Yeah, let's go
okay,
for
let's
it.
Do a tiebreaker. I've got a tiebreaker. Yes, here's the tiebreaker. Here you go. Waste time with the masterpiece.
To waste time with the masterpiece. Take by the ocean. You should
be the
tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I failed Matthew, so I'm going to give him the total package tour tickets anyway. So we'll send him to that Monday at Sprint Center. Congratulations, Matthew.
Thank you. Great.
Right. Sorry, there wasn't enough classic rock in there for me to win.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to listen to more Miley and Cake by the Ocean.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, he had that invisible touch upside his head.
Did you see the picture of his poor eye?
I did not.
Oh,
I did not. Bill I just.
Collins got up. If you didn't hear yesterday, the news was that he had gotten up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and he tripped over a chair and he had a big gash in his eye, had to postpone his concerts for the next couple of nights. And you.
Oh, man.
And all these people that follow us on Twitter thought it would be funny to then write. Bill Collins parody.
Oh, man, they just hit. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding. It's like people just started. People, you're awful.
But really funny.
All right, it's 8:45 on Friday morning. Jen's here with the entertainment news.
Earlier this week, we were talking about Jerry Seinfeld and that terribly awkward moment where pop star Kesha came up to give him a hug on the red carpet, and he turned her away.
Oh, this was awkward.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
Gosh, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
And then she walks away like so dejected.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay, well, I wish her the best.
It sounded terrible.
It's so awkward to watch. But now he's trying to explain why he rejected her request for the hug.
The hug.
The non-hug.
Yeah. I'm 63. I don't know every pop star. I don't know everyone.
She must have really liked you. She's
I'm sure
a fan.
I would have liked her, but I need to know, who are you?
She's been watching you for years.
I'm so flattered by that.
She grew up.
Well, Jerry, I mean, she could have been just a fan. Maybe you want to show appreciation to your fans, too. I don't know.
Yeah, but in the middle of an interview, that seems awkward. Like, mm-hmm. She could have waited until he was moving along in the red carpet. He was in the middle of an interview.
And then yes. He would have stiff-armed her.
Yes, but she's obviously on the red carpet, too. So she has to be somebody, right? I mean, doesn't he put that together?
But
I mean,
is she? Is she?
Oh, you sit down. You sit down, Shazam game.
I'm with Jerry Seinfeld. If Kesha walked by me, if I'm walking out of this building in Westport and she walked past me, I would not
Which
know.
Which I feel like what would actually happen.
What's the name of that song
again?
It's
such a
good
song.
Who sings it?
No idea.
Fireball, Pitbull.
Your chain smokers are on TV, Pitbull's on the radio, my life is over. I'm done.
Oh, boy.
Ed Sheeran's huge hit, Shape of You, is shaping up to be one of the most popular songs on Spotify. As of yesterday, that track officially hit the 1 billion plays mark on the streaming service, joining only a handful of songs that have reached that mark. Spotify confirms that the only other songs to top 1 billion plays include Drake's One Dance and Shaylee's Chainsmokers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go.
Paula Abdul coming to Kansas City. She'll be here Monday at Sprint Center as part of the Total Package Tour. We have a lot more tickets to give away to that. Keep listening the next few days. But she just talked to Entertainment Tonight, and she says that during her concerts, people try to talk to her while she's singing.
There's a part where I can go out to the mosh pit area and can really connecting with fans. They're having full-on conversations while I'm singing Forever Your Girl. And I'm like, I can't have these conversations. They're asking me questions. We're Googling you. Can't believe... Your age. I'm sorry. I'm going, I'm forever your girl. I gotta go.
the rap so much.
Shaylee's telling me what?
She's 54?
Yeah.
Well, she looks great, doesn't she?
I just didn't know she was 54.
Yeah. She looks crazy good. You could
Man,
see her.
I loved her. I think my mom played this tape in her car straight for a year.
It was a good video. And then you took it?
Yeah. I can name the tapes that she revolved through. It was Janet Jackson. It was Paula Abdul. It was Madonna.
My mom loved Whitney Houston and Sade.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
what I remember listening to.
That's good. That's good.
That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.